my thoughts on relying on Social Security for retirement, all that and more on the next episode of the Coffee Sessions podcast. So stay tuned. Do not go away. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Davidson here. It is 3:09 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Southwest Virginia. It's a cold, somewhat chilly 62 or 3 degrees Fahrenheit. It's Friday, March 15th, 2024. And I got asked a question the other day. And it was a real good question, but unfortunately, the young lady that asked the question did not like the answer I gave. It gave me a pretty good idea which political party she belonged to, and I will leave it at that. And it's very clear she was clueless about money in general and government as well. Didn't have a clue what was going on. And she asked me, and I quote, "What are your thoughts on just relying on Social Security alone? Your thoughts on retirement just for Social Security?" And then I told the lady the truth. I said, "Lady, unless you've got a high-paying job and you work for somebody like Northrop and Grumman, Lockheed Martin, or as an engineer for the state, or even a high-paying government job, contracted job, or whatnot, or you just happen to be part of a union that has a high salary, has a high tax, Social Security tax to it, I'm sorry, but you are not going to make it off of minimum wage if you plan on just using Social Security as a retirement. It don't pay enough, folks. Not unless, like I said, you paid a ton of the money into the system to begin with." That seems to be the problem that Gen Z and millennials don't seem to get. Social Security was set up in the 1930s by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and so was Medicare. It's what they would call an irrevocable trust fund, and it's funded by taxes in the form of a Social Security tax. Not federal income tax, and if your state has it, not state income tax either. That has nothing to do with Social Security. That's just a straight tax. Social Security tax is for your retirement when you get old enough to, and you've got two options for that. You can retire at 62, but you get penalized for early retirement, and it's enough to notice, just enough to notice. Or you could retire at 66 and not get penalized. And if you retire and wait till 66, you're not capped on the income in terms of working. If you retire at 62, you could only work and earn so much income before they start taxing it again, even though it's already taxed, meaning that they'll take out of your Social Security if you work too much, or you won't get paid a month or something to that effect. And unfortunately, my aunt didn't understand that when she was still working, and she worked too much and she went and blew all her money. She never was good with it to begin with, and she ended up having to do without money for quite a while because she didn't listen to nobody. Unfortunately, my aunt is like a lot of people. You tell them to go right and this, and this will happen. They'll go left just to start an argument and just to start something. That's why you can't really rely on formulas and stuff like that for economics. The Keynesian economics don't work because we're human beings. We've been blessed with the gift of choice. Like I stated, there's people out there that'll go left. You tell them to go right just to start something. This has not changed and has been around for thousands of years. This young lady from Generation Z did not like my answer when I told her what I did. And I could tell right away she just doesn't get it and never will get it. She's about to finish high school and getting ready to go into college. And she tried to sit there and try to tell me that college was worth it. And I'm thinking, and worth what in this area? And I looked at her and I told her that as well, too. I said, lady, you're not going to make any money in this area where we live today. There's nothing here to make money from or with outside of going into nursing or medical profession. None. You have to go out of town to see any opportunities. Hello, Zoomer. That's just all there is to it. And she didn't want to hear that either. So she's kind of stuck in limbo, not sure what she wants to do and what she wants to take in college. And she's also under the impression that what her teachers taught her in school about money, which was almost nothing, and to rely on Social Security for retirement, no. Not unless you pay a lot of Social Security tax. And there was a TikTok video circulating about how the senator said that they don't have any of the money, they squandered it away. And even though they've been able to fix the payout, whatnot, the matrix and whatnot, and the money's guaranteed, but they pretty much squandered a lot of it away. One lady in the video stated, and I quote, when Social Security was set up in the 1930s under FDR, it was only supposed to take 6% of your income. She said today's market is 12% of your income. So let's do a little quick math here, folks. All right, let's say you make $2,000 a month. Times 12%. As you can see on my calculator, it says $240 comes out just for Social Security tax. That leaves you $1,760 left for federal tax and income tax. Stand by. I will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that, folks. I had a phone call. But anyway, after we take the $240 out of your income for that month, just for Social Security, that leaves you with $1,760 left, and your income tax has got to come out of it. And if you just happen to live in a state like I do that does state taxes, whatnot, you'll probably end up with maybe less than $1,000 a month for your bills, whatnot. But that seems to be the problem right there. So you take that $240 times 12 months, and that's nearly $2,880 a year just in Social Security tax alone. That's pretty much what you'll be paying, and the higher salary you make, the more they'll take out. The more you make, the more they take. But you do get it back in the end if you play your cards right. Thankfully, my dad worked for a long time from when he left the state of Virginia after his divorce to my mother. He went to Florida, and down there they don't have an income tax, state income tax. But they do pay extra for Social Security taxes. And it's also a right-to-work state, meaning you get hired on at any company you want, whether they've got a union or not. That's all there is to it. So with that being said, Dad happened to work for a company called Nobility Homes, and he made a lot of money working that place and whatnot for years. At one point, he was a lot manager. But for years and years and years, he paid Social Security tax in there and whatnot. So he could live comfortably, and he did, until he passed away in 2020 from lung cancer. Pneumonia caused by complications from lung cancer. As you can see, Zoomer over here on my left shoulder. He lived comfortably and under the Social Security Administration's rules and regulations. When he passed away, my mother got part of his disability income. They go from spouse to spouse, and you got to be married for 10 years or longer. My dad and my mother were married for 11 years, and his current wife at the time had been married to him for 30 years, give or take. But nonetheless, she got the first wife benefit my mother did, and the other half went to my dad's wife, current wife. So they split it up when he passed away in 2020. So unless you pay a lot of Social Security taxes, you cannot rely on Social Security alone for retirement. So millennials and Gen Z, do not blame us. Gen Xers and baby boomers, quite frankly, you need to look in the mirror and realize who you've been voting for, and the fact that you were never taught about money by a lot of people, and the fact that they ignored that, says it all. So, to make a long story short, here's what I recommend that you start doing. Start paying more Social Security tax if you can into it, but it also could not hurt to establish a family constitution and go see an attorney and have it notarized and signed off and have an irrevocable trust set up and start infinite banking with that trust using whole life insurance and term life insurance and start putting money back into that. That way you'll start building up the funds, and then with the irrevocable trust and using life insurance like that, when you borrow against it, you have to pay yourself back with interest. So once you start doing that, you start making money, and that trust will get funded up, and you'll be your own bank, and you can rely on that for retirement as well. Another thing you could do is set up a Roth IRA in precious metals. Screw crypto and all that mess. While it can make you wealthy, it could also put you in a poorhouse too, because there's no set price for crypto. It changes daily. So I would look at those types of stocks, gold, precious metals. Couldn't hurt to do industrial metals too. And also take a look at energy-based stocks like oil and things like that as well. And I would open a Roth IRA and an index fund or a 401k privately with a bank, not with a company that you work for or anything like that. Do it privately. There's a couple companies that deal in precious metals that offer that. Rosslyn Capital and Monax, who do precious metals trading and whatnot in stocks in that regard. Meaning they deal in precious metals, and you can have an IRA or Roth IRA and set up in that to where you can retire on it. Build up capital as you go in precious metals. That's who I would look at. Also, energy stocks are real good. I forget the name of the program, but Texas has got it fixed to where they got enough oil, and I think they collect royalties off the lands that they lease out, and they call it mailbox money down there in Texas. So, yes, take a look at it, and get in on the energy stocks, too, because energy's not going anywhere. In fact, I look for it to start booming again pretty soon. But if you want to make money and not have to rely just on Social Security, or even if you get disabled, you will still be able to do something to earn income that doesn't just rely on Social Security. In fact, that's what I highly recommend. The end for me came in 2012 when I became disabled. I'm blessed. I get a real good return and everything, but unfortunately, I had to pay a lot of taxes into it to get that decent return. So with that being said, thank you for watching, and I will see you guys again real soon. Take care and God bless. Later, ladies and gentlemen.